When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know what I like that they said, if you don't mind me interrupting? I loved how they said, we don't know what's causing all the death to the sea life, but we know for a fact it's not us.
That was quoting Mike Donohue pretty much. He said that was the summation of everything that they had said.
We acknowledge it. We acknowledge it. But it's definitely not us. That's a guarantee.
Jim Brewer.
Hey, this is Jim Brewer.
Mike, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I just want to let everyone know the tour continues. The first leg was extremely successful. All sold out shows. Paramount crushed it. I'm going back there March 9th. And when I go back, got a little bit of a different opening that I really want to get into with you guys, which will carry on as we move along before March 9th. But really, yeah, it's very interesting how we're going to open that show. Shaka was on. He crushed. Joe Sib crushed. It's been a really, really, I was sick as a dog. It was really hard to perform, but I don't think the crowd really knew. I couldn't wait to get home so I can rest, and I got that done. But also, check out the tour dates, jimbrewer.com. We got a lot of shows coming up. Some tickets still, I believe, for Pensacola, Georgia. A lot of tickets just went on sale for next year. So go to jimbrewer.com. You can do the live meet and greets those nights. They're all included in the package. And go to jimbrewer.com because there's a lot of third parties that sell the tickets. Just go to jimbrewer.com and we'll give you the direct link. And that's the safest place where you can get your tickets. If you just hit Jim Brewer or the venue I'm playing, I've noticed some people, they get these third party that are selling the tickets. Don't do that. Get them from the real deal. So jimbrewer.com for all the tour dates. So, very important here, and I cannot thank you all enough. I posted an awareness when I was on tour last week about the green energy windmills that were just destroying mammal life, ocean mammal life, and no one really knew why, what was going on. And then I told you about this documentary. It's called Big Wind and the Incidental Take. If you haven't seen it, please just check it out. It's worth checking out. And I have to say, what's incredible is, and you always hear me on here, I can't stand politics. I love America. I don't trust our government or administration. I just don't. I'm just being honest with you. And they try to sell this green energy, and they try to sell all this, oh, it's good for the earth. Yet, but they don't tell you what they're really doing behind the scenes. And I don't like that they pray. It's almost like using God. You know, churches that will use God or a certain religion use God to prey on people's souls, and they prey on their emotions because humans have good hearts. Overall, we have really good hearts, which is why I believe news does not, whoever controls the news, they should be we should find out who controls all mass media. Who are those people? Because they're vile human beings. They consistently lie, and they constantly try to spin us and fight with one another. That's all they do. They promote war. They promote killing. They promote judgment. They promote hate. They promote sex. They promote violence. That is not the human way. And they really need to be held accountable. So I'm very excited about a small little victory. This is a great victory. And I want people to learn your voices can be heard. Your force can be felt. We had a great little victory when I posted that video about the windmills. I know it had nothing to do with me, but all of a sudden I noticed that the company, now we did this last summer, these interviews, it made national news. Not for what we did. I'm not taking credit, trust me, and I don't want credit. I just want awareness. And then I saw it on, whether you like them or not, doesn't matter. I like them. Jesse Waters did a tremendous piece on the windmills of South Jersey and how they backed down. What a failure it's turning into, what they're trying to sell all of us across this country. And I have one of the guests on today. And trust me, I don't care what side of the fence you are. I don't care what the label is. I don't care Republican, Democrat, whatever. Just the fact that this person was able to reach out, help, and exploit. And to be honest with you, at the end of the day, the motive was awareness. And this person did an incredible job. So without further ado, I want you to check out, I want to bring on the show and just give a listen. Just give a listen. That's all I'm asking for, okay? Because this is your town, this is your city, and how they keep trying to sneak things by people, by using words and all these things that play on your heart. Please welcome to the show, he's from New Jersey, Senator Mike Testa. Before I even talk to Mike. Mike, you look great. Thanks. But Mike was part of what you guys are all watching now, the documentary, which is called Wind and the Incidental Take, which you guys, the response was mind-blowing. And Mike, I think I sent you, I know it had nothing, I know it wasn't us, but the awareness that started because of you, Mike, and because of our friend James, and that, I couldn't believe it when I saw it as national news. And then I couldn't believe that I saw Jesse Waters talking about the same thing. He wasn't specifically talking about the project that we did and we talked about and all the work you did, but he did an overall thing of this whole green energy and what they're trying, what the real agenda is behind the, you know, behind the pocket. So I believe you have some updates, and I don't know if you have an election coming up, but I'll let you take it away.
So you said a lot, and this was what was great about this. This is sort of where the groundswell happened right here in South Jersey in Cape May County is really where ground zero was and still remains in the opposition of offshore wind.
Yep.
Not because people, by the way, are against green energy. But they were just saying, hey, wait a minute. Number one, we had no idea just how big these wind turbines are going to be. And number two, we're having these anomalies of whale deaths, dolphin deaths. And we just want to kind of put a pause to it because we're being told this is going to affect our precious tourism industry, our commercial fishing industry, our recreational fishing industry. And we're also being told that, hey, this isn't going to be reliable energy. And I have to say, this was from the ground up and from the top down. I mean, there were so many citizens who got together to say, we are in opposition to this. We had Congressman Van Drew had a congressional hearing right in Wildwood, New Jersey. I mean, that's really rare to have a congressional hearing outside of Washington, D.C. You had Michael Donahue, who's an attorney in Cape May County, you know, sort of running point on the legal challenges to what happened with Ørsted, the Danish wind company, and some of the legislation that was enabling Ørsted to do what they were doing. So this was just really remarkable. And about $1 billion of taxpayer money was spent in helping Ørsted have this infrastructure to start their wind projects. Then what happened was in June of this year.
Who sends that money? Is that the governor? Or is that a federal thing?
It's a little bit of both, because there's obviously the Biden green agenda. Then you have Governor Murphy's energy master plan, which includes wind farms off the coast of New Jersey. And all of this is done, Jim, and it's nefarious in nature, by promising the public really good, high-paying jobs associated with this industry. So any opposition to offshore wind then becomes opposition to really good-paying jobs. And, oh, by the way, you're opposing green energy that's going to help Mother Earth. So,
It's brilliant how they do that. It's brilliant. So you don't want jobs on the South Shore, is that what you're saying? So you don't want jobs, and you don't want to make the Earth better. That's always their. People really need to understand how they use this language to toy with our hearts, because everyone wants green energy, everyone wants clean energy, everyone wants better things for the Earth and this and nature and all that. But this is what I want everyone to know. Is they use these words and they use these tactics to play on your heart and your mind when it's really something else.
It's the propaganda machine that they run. And think about this. Part of that initial $1 billion coming from New Jersey taxpayers was somewhat a drop in the ocean, no pun intended there, but a $5 million wind institute, which to me sounds like the Wind Institute is going to be the propaganda arm of the wind industry that is really being built on the backs of taxpayers and the ratepayers of the state of New Jersey. So in June of 2023, which was what really sort of prompted that initial podcast of yours, was that on partisan lines, it was deemed appropriate to give $1 billion, an additional $1 billion to Ørsted, a Danish wind company, Danish offshore wind company. Right. This $1 billion of ratepayer money, which was supposed to go to the ratepayers to offset the increased costs of green energy, but instead somehow we were going to give this $1 billion to Ørsted to make their project that 70%+ of New Jerseyans at that time did not want, to make their project more profitable. So how nefarious can you possibly be? But that's what was signed into law by Governor Murphy. And even after that, we just learned last week, Ørsted said, you know what? We're pulling out of this project. We are not going to do that. Now, for many, this seems like a huge win. And it is. But it is.
Right. This is what I want everyone to know.
Yeah, this is the battle. This is not the war. This is not the time to do an end zone dance, right? You may have won game one of a 7-game series to mix sports here to the World Series. It's game one. It's not game seven, and it's not the finale, because those
two. Right, we're not spiking the ball. We're not running to the streets. We're the champions. There's a lot more.
And there's still those two leasing areas for Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2, which were controlled by Ørsted. And now they're,
When you say leasing areas, this is something I don't think people understand either. What do you mean by that? People can lease. So companies can lease our waters from another country. Is that what you're talking
that's
about?
That's correct.
Right off our shore.
Yes. And here's something, that's Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2, but those leasing areas still exist. So imagine if, the Brewer and Testa Corporation had an offshore wind corporation where we said, hey, listen, if you give us the $1 billion of ratepayer money, we can make this profitable. So you never know. This battle is not over even for Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2. In addition to the other projects, Atlantic Shores and Skipjack. And by the way, I don't just care about the coastline of the state of New Jersey. That's my initial concern. But we have, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Those are all planned to go down the coast. And let's also remember, the Pentagon said they were concerned about this. And this was only played maybe for one or two days, they're saying, hey, wait a minute. This is a concern for national security in our airways. And
yes,
let's be mindful of the fact that Ørsted is a Danish corporation. What would prevent them, if they were successful in building this offshore wind project, from selling this project to another foreign corporation that maybe is from a country that isn't a friendly to the United States, such as, I don't know, right, communist China? You know, those
doesn't matter. Whoever that
correct
is.
So those are things that I'm very concerned about. So this was an initial win, and I'm happy about it. And the people of New Jersey should be happy about it, because this truly is a David versus Goliath situation, where legislators such as myself and the people were told, listen, this is a fait accompli. This is going to happen whether you like it or not. So you better just live with it. And this is the case, again, of really big government saying, we know what's best for you, the little guy. Even though you protest, we know what's best for you, and whether you like it or not. And what I've offered, Jim, you know, in my party as a Republican, I always get accused of being one that, you know, throws stones and never offers the solution. Well, there are many solutions. We're supposed to have a very diverse energy portfolio. You could have renewable natural gas, liquid natural gas. And by the way, Jim, right here in South Jersey, in Camden, New Jersey, one of the biggest innovators in the industry is a company called Holtec. They make what are called small modular reactors. So they're not those massive reactors that you think of when, you know, when you think of either Three Mile Island or Chernobyl. They're very small modular reactors that take up about 2 acres, not, you know, a large field, that can power so much. And even the former president of the BPU, Fior DeLiso, admitted that nuclear energy is clean energy, and that nuclear energy is carbon neutral green energy. That's the wave of the future. And oh, by the way, it's not going to kill whales. It's not going to kill dolphins. It's not going to affect the commercial fishing industry that you became acquainted with on your visit. Those folks are the best stewards of our oceans. Why? Because their livelihood depends on it.
That's right. What blew me away too is this is what people don't understand. Even, and I encourage you to watch the documentary. It's called Big Wind and the Incidental Take. It's out now. You can just, it's on my website. You can go check it out and pass it along to people, because it really educates you. Like I said, not with the South Shore, but everywhere. They're trying to do this everywhere. And what, something that is in there, and then we should talk about in case people don't watch it, is, you know, you think windmill. You think, oh, you know, the windmill, they're cute, they're nice. These are underwater. That's number one. And the toxins and the fuels and that they are using. So if something goes wrong with one of these things, it starts flooding into the ocean. Oh, that'll never happen. Sort of like oil leaks. That's another whole situation no one's talking about, besides the sonar blasting that these companies have been using to find out where they're going to put the construction. And listen, we're not saying the sonar blasting is killing all the animals, but just so coincidentally, as soon as they started is when all the whales started. This isn't, again, this is Long Island. This starts all the way up in Vermont, the entire East Shore of America, our country, from foreign entities that are being sold by our trusted government officials and administrations for green energy. And this is what's going on. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Anyway, I'm just getting off, but I want people to know that it's not just a windmill. There's so much more to it. The fuel that they're using for the windmill, it's all diesel and all these other toxins. It's not just a nice little cute windmill. There's a lot going into this.
And also how large they are. You know, Jim, you and I discussed, you're a Jersey guy, I'm a Jersey guy. Every Jersey kid's dream is to one day have a beach house or a house on the bay. Yeah. No one wants to have these, you know, what I'm calling this futuristic dystopian red light district off of the coast. And at night when you're on your balcony, if you actually make it so you can buy a beautiful home at the shore, on your balcony, you're going to see the red lights, wah, wah, so that ships don't run into them. Nobody wants to look at those things. They're ugly. They're a monstrosity. And oh, by the way, they readily admit that if every single one of these wind farms is built, it will have zero effect on climate change. So why are we doing this?
And that's the thing, all in the tiny contracts and all thing, what Senator Test is saying. It's so, these are facts. This is not an agenda right here. And I'm not great. You know, I don't care what your political status is. I'm not into politics. I can care less. As a matter of fact, I don't know if he made it to the dock, but one of the guys we talked with was a Democrat. He was coming out. He was in. So that is, this is very important. I appreciate what you did, what you're doing, but it really has to, it has to be known for anyone that lives on the coast or not the coast, because it's not just New Jersey, it's the entire coastline.
And for people who want to vacation at the coast, you know, right.
Right. Right. That's a big spot.
Again, buried in Orsted's documents, it says that they know tourism will be affected by 15%. Now, anybody that's in business can't possibly take a 15% shave off of their bottom line. And the other thing that Orsted admitted is that they want to create, you know, like a remediation fund for the losses that are going to be sustained by the commercial fishing industry. And as so many of the commercial fisheries have stated, they don't want a fund, they want to fish. You know, again,
it's really mind-boggling, but this is what no one understands about politics. They sell you green energy, windmill. Oh yeah, it says right here, it's not going to have any effect on climate change or anything else. As a matter of fact, I think, if I remember, one of the guys that we interviewed, and we're talking about the documentary, Big Wind and the Incidental Take, one of the guys said that if anything, it's going to cause really bad warming because of the structures that are there from there into the shore. It's going to make it 10 times worse. You're going to kill more marine life and you destroy the entire structure from there to the shore because of the heat and because of all the electricity and because of everything that's going on. It's actually causing more warmth and it would have been a disaster. But thank God for now, it's not happening for now. But like you said, there's still open doors. And for all we know, that's when companies like this go, hey, we're backing out. And then they turn around and they find another company and they use them and they go back to exactly what they're doing. So people really got to keep their eye on this.
They need to remain ever vigilant. And, you know, but I do want to, you know, sound positive about this because this is a huge positive win. This is what happens.
Yeah, it is. It
this
really
is what happens when people get up, stand up, and have their voices heard. You know, and I like to say, get up, stand up, and show up. So many of these folks were coming from all over New Jersey, were coming from out of state, whether they had shore homes here or not, whether they just like to visit the area. They came in droves to have their voices heard, to say, hey, wait a minute. We should put a pause to this at least to see whether this sonar mapping is causing this anomaly in deaths, right? That's what it's called, an anomaly in deaths. We're seeing an anomaly.
Yes. You know what I like that they said, if you don't mind me interrupting? I loved how they said, we don't know what's causing all the death to the sea life, but we know for a fact it's not us.
Yeah, and that was quoting Mike Donahue pretty much. He said that was the summation of everything that they had said. Like, we're really not sure what's causing this, you know, this high number of anomalies.
We acknowledge it, but it's definitely not us. Even though it started when we started sonar blasting, but hey, listen, it's not us. I'm just, that's a guarantee. Oh, okay.
And again, they believe that we're that gullible and stupid that we're going to believe this. And, you know, I at least give them credit for having the honesty to put it within their own documentation that if every single one of the projects is built, it's going to have 0% effect on climate change. I mean, it's at least they had the decency to put that in there, right? I mean, so this is what, you know, this is again a case of the little guy beating the big guy for now. And this is the battle, it's not the war, but I would just encourage everybody to remain ever vigilant on this issue and make sure that they get up, stand up, show up, and have their voices heard time and again. And it shows that, guess what? Companies understand the negative publicity they're going to get. Administrations understand the negative publicity they're going to get. And people who were elected officials who were proponents of this and saying, listen, there's nothing we can do about this. This is coming, so we may as well cut the best deal we possibly can. And that was said by a number of people. Guess what? Those folks are now understanding the power of the people and that this is, in fact, a government by and for the people.
Yeah, and I hope it happens nationwide real quick, sooner than later, because I think most of us are done. Most of us are done. The majority of America, the majority of people are just done. They're done with this entire system. And I will go as far as to say this administration as well. And in places like Jersey, I'm sorry, this is my own bias. Matter of fact, I should let you go before I do a rant, so you're not part of it.
Jim, I love your rant. You're not going to say anything that offends me for sure. I mean, again, what you're saying is what I've told people is why so many people are apathetic about the political process, in that they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know.
Well, this is the part that really aggravates me, because I dealt with this in New Jersey too, in the local in Chester, New Jersey, and little things. What I notice, especially with this project and many little projects they try to push through, New Jersey is a seasonal place. People don't realize that, but the New Jersey shore, just like where I'm living in Florida, is a seasonal place. And what I don't like, and I viciously can't stand, is when politicians, who I like to, that's the nice term for them, they try to push these things when it's not the season and not everyone's there. There's not many people that are living full-time on the New Jersey shore. There's not many people living in vacation areas where they're pushing all these little things while everyone's sleeping and not there and unaware. They wouldn't have the audacity to do it when the place is packed, when everyone's there for the summertime. And that's the part that I really, really viciously cannot. I despise it. It's a disgusting display of humanity. And I have no respect for your governor, to be quite honest with you, or anyone in the administration that tried to do that during the off season. They're despicable. And they're not for people. They're for their own pockets. And I'm tired of it. I think we're all tired of it, and we should yank them out sooner than later.
So Jim, you know, I'm always told that I'm in politics and an elected official, that I shouldn't read all the commentary on social media. But for the past 4 years of being an elected official, I do, whether I can help it or not. But there's two things that I think that I've garnered from reading all those comments and hearing comments from, you know, people like you, is that two things that New Jerseyans and Americans are starving for is transparency and accountability. That's really what they want. They want transparency and accountability.
That's all we want.
So if people decided, hey, look, you know what? We want these. If they're fully informed, and that's a really key component, if they're fully informed and they want these, and legislators like myself who are voting on key issues such as $1 billion subsidy, if we're informed on it and we say, hey, this is going to be really good for the state of New Jersey, then okay. Then it went the American way. It went the way of the way our representative republic is supposed to function, but not in the darkness of night, not behind closed doors. That's not the way government is supposed to work. We are supposed to be transparent and accountable.
That's right. Well, Mike, I can't thank you enough. I know you're the only, quote, politician that I've given the time of day, because I know you as a person. I know how much you care. You honestly care.
I do.
And that's an area you're from, and I saw your heart bleeding. So I really appreciate your effort, and I appreciate everything you did for the entire New Jersey shore let alone just Cape May and that whole section. But I hope there's more people like you coming up in the future.
There are, and I can't wait till you come up to New Jersey again. I can't wait to get together again, my friend.
Sounds good. Senator Mike Testa. So there you go. Check out the – I am so happy. You know, I didn't really you know, I put out that little video. When these guys first reached out, I really wasn't sure. I just wanted to make sure that people became aware of this situation, because government seems so scary. They seem so big. And then here's this little area that's being, I call it, bullied and powerhoused by their governor, by big government, and what they attempted to do, taking money, giving it to foreign lands. Aren't we done with this? Aren't we done with this? And I thank God there's guys like Senator Testa to come along, reach out, ask for help. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, yeah, I don't get involved with people. But I realized he really was a good guy. You know, I talked to him. He had major concerns, and I understood him. And he's like, hey, listen, it's both sides. It's not. Ignore what my label is. Ignore the label, because I told him straight up, like, don't come at me as a politician. It'll piss me off. He's like, no, I'm not coming out. I'm coming at you as a citizen, as a human being, as an American, and someone that lives in New Jersey. So please, I'm begging you, people. Every time the government says they're doing something for you, will you please look into it? It's not what it appears to be. And these people, really, all of them, they got to start being held accountable, especially what's up there in New Jersey and a lot of the other states. So, all right, there you go. I want to thank once again Senator Mike Testa for stopping by. Jim Brewer, and I got my own Patreon page, and hopefully you'll check it out. Live comedy concert streamed once a month. Early access to the Bruniverse podcast every single week, and I have bonus footage and bonus segments. I promise you I'm not going to let you down. Go check out my official Jim Brewer Patreon page, and I'll see you there. Go to jimbrewer.com, 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 the safest place where you can get your tickets.